socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land, comrade? Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land? We like to say hello to you and welcome you to this land. Sit right back, enjoy yourself. We're only just beginning. Hey, comrade, welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land? A friend brought us a long, long way to the land of plenty. The oppressors, they can't stop us now, because friends like you, we have many. Hey, hey, friends, welcome to the socialist land, comrades. Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land? If you want to be free in a peaceful land, it's your job to look around today and give a helping hand. Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land? Hey, comrade! Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land? Our friend, he brought us a long, long way to the land of plenty. The oppressors, they can't stop us now, because friends like you, we have been. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land? Hey, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land? Hey, comrade, welcome to the socialist land. Comrade, welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land? Comrade, welcome to the socialist land. Comrade, welcome to the socialist land. Comrade, welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land? Hey, we'd like to say hello to you and welcome you to this land. Just sit right back, enjoy yourself. We're only just begun. Hey, hey, comrade! Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land? Really brought us a long, long way to the land of plenty. The oppressors, they can't stop us now, because friends like you, we have many. Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist? Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land? If you want to be free in a peaceful land, it's your job to look around and give a helping hand. Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land, comrade? Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land? I said a friend, he brought us a long, long way to the land of plenty. The oppressors, they can't stop us now, because friends like you, we are plenty. Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to the socialist land. Hey, hey! Welcome to the socialist land. Amen. the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land? Comrades, welcome to the socialist land. Hey, comrades, welcome to the socialist land. Comrades, welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land? If you want to be free in a peaceful land, it's your job to look around and give a helping hand. Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to the socialist land, comrades. Welcome to the socialist land, comrades. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land? Hey, hey! Welcome to the socialist land, comrades. Welcome to the socialist land, comrades. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land? Well, we'd like to say hello to you and welcome you to this land. Just sit right back, enjoy yourself, give yourself a hand. Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to the socialist land, comrades. Welcome to the socialist land, comrades. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land, comrades? Welcome to the socialist land, comrades. Welcome to the socialist land, comrades. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land?
Come to Guyana to make it our home. Come to Guyana to make it our home.
Working together with Cutler City.
Came to Guyana to make it our home. Came to Guyana to make it our home. Came to Guyana to make it our home.
We plant our food and watch it grow.
Came to Guyana to make it our home.
And then we have our feet to know.
Came to Guyana to make it our home. Came to Guyana to make it our home. Came to Guyana to make it our home.
We planted food and watched it grow.
Came to Guyana to make it our home.
And then we have a peace to know.
Came to Guyana to make it our home. 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 Work it together with Cutlass and him. Came to Guyana to make it our home.
He brought us to this socialist land.
Came to Guyana to make it our home.
Working together with Cutlass and him.
Came to Guyana to make it our home. Came to Guyana to make it our home.
We plant our food and watch it grow. And then we have a feast, you know. Planting bananas in cassava too.
Came to Guyana to make it our home.
It's good to eat for me and you.
Came to Guyana to make it our home. Came to Guyana to make it our home.
a new and sunny day in Jonestown. The people that have been coming through, the high and important government official last evening was, well, he was just speechless with his feeling. We saw Charles Gary's reaction. It was most positive. He couldn't have been happier with what he saw. He said he was just overwhelmed. He didn't dream this was possible. He didn't think that this was happening. He was defending us because of the work we had done, but he had no idea, no conception of the kind of lifestyle we live. And he said this is a model that had to be performed outside of the United States. No way it could have been created inside of the United States. In hearing the dreadful news that we have to listen to occasionally about the impeachment of Andy Young that has begun because the reactionary lackeys, the running dogs of the capitalist oppressor, such as Maynard Rustin, has begun the campaign, as you heard, saying that Andy Young is a traitor. And of course, I never could hear anything out of his mouth but some kind of Christian humanism. But for that, he is being found guilty. For that, yes, son, he has been found guilty. And now it looks like, according to the news, BBC, earlier this morning, that there would be very, around 4:30, and I've heard nothing since that this morning, they said that it would be very doubtful if anyone could save Andy Young because of the distinguished blacks that were joining the campaign against him. I think that now and then we need to consider our conditioning. We've been conditioned to the United States lifestyle. We have that disease in us. Some of us don't have much problem. The only thing I have to worry about is wanting to get our loved ones out of there. That burdens me heavily. Of course, I'm a revolutionary. And of course, I don't find the pastoral setting my niche because that's not my function. However, when you're happy and there's nothing better to do, I'm glad to be seeing to that happiness, to do my part to see your fulfillment. And this is certainly the most constructive thing we have ever done in our lives. When there's absolutely no one listening in the United States. Charles Gary said that when he had been so firm at early part of our long ordeal, he'd been so firm that I was needed in the United States. But he said last night, clearly, I was not needed in the United States because the United States was addicted on sports, on drugs, and race hate. And there was absolutely nothing that a revolutionary such as myself could do but get myself destroyed. Well, I would not mind that. That would be sort of relief to a person who has so many children, he doesn't know what to do. Who are you, chap? You meet all sorts of interesting friends here. And nothing ever bites me. I don't know. If you think properly, it all goes right. We're sorry that our new guests tonight have to see a few mosquitoes. If you'd come a few weeks ago, we would have had none. But I notice the mosquito population is reducing. I would like to see that we can get other help for the young man that is taking care of the mosquito control. I think around Muggs's cage we could do better with puddles because there seems to be a great hive of mosquitoes around there. I mean more than... It's nothing like Georgetown, so don't get nervous. You just arrived. But we knew, the early settlers knew, a time when there were no mosquitoes. We're on a war against flies, and we hope to win that one. We're doing a very good job. Everybody's supposed to have their fly swatter and expected to have their fly swatter so that we can see the last of them, right? I wonder if we can, Tommy Bogue, if are you doing your routine carefully and regularly to see that all the puddles are taken care of? Well, we're going to have to do something about that. What can we do about this tonight so that we can get a committee that will work regularly? He appreciated what we were doing. He said it. Well, all of them, the chief of police, the superintendent of police over the region that came, the minister, the permanent secretary to trade, the regional minister, Carmichael, and the minister of trade and development head, all of them said we were setting the model for Guyana. We were doing what they wanted their people to do. We were out producing all collectives, farms, and cooperatives. There was no one in our class. And we know that we have much to do, but we were complimented by their warmth. Looked like the conspiracy was reaching in to strangle us here. But today, my last contact with Dr. Reed has made a tremendous effect. You can see it in the face of everyone that comes through. Minister Carmichael is distinctly different, isn't he, if you notice him? Distinctly different. Very complimentary. The local level, to you that were new, we were not so sure that there were not strong, capitalistic, laissez-faire inclinations, if not outright conspiratorial connections. And certainly there were some. But there's a new wave of warmth. And it's remarkable to hear them all say, and write, this is a model that should be emulated. This is a model for the world. It is remarkable to see that kind of comments coming from governmental leaders about foreigners who have settled in their country. That's very rare that you'll get a country to say that the best production is coming from foreigners, that the model community is a group of foreigners up in Jonestown. But they were overwhelmed. We have solved the water problem that they have not been able to solve. We have the best wells. And Charlie was quick to tell them that we went to this area to dig because that's what our bishop said to do. And they received that very graciously. I saw no sign of threat about it because we have resolved well problems that no place else in Guyana, we have a continuous water reserve that no place else in Guyana has been able to manage. I would like to say that in walking about, the watershed that we have here, though, is still very important, though we've been very fortunate with the wells. It's most important that we protect our watershed. And I notice that some of the land cutting crew has moved back some several feet from the watershed. This is not wisdom. We should protect that. And I believe that, as I recall, we're not to cut trees away from the watershed. Isn't that correct? You know, it's much further than that. That's right. 300 feet from what? Well, they've cleared a space. It's not totally done. I don't believe it's only just a space, isn't it? Isn't there just a brief space that they've cut out? Or does anyone know? The coordinators know.
We started that. We started
to create some ecological problems because of removal of trees. So we're going to have to get our heads together. This is not something for my department. My department's administration and miracles, and ours is the knowledge of coordinators to be able to figure out all these. Those of you who have knowledge of the land are going to have to get together and get to the people who know Guyana, because if we affect the topography of this land, in a severe way, it's irretrievable. It's absolutely irretrievable. Do you know? Will you repeat what you said? I didn't understand fully what you're saying. Get his name. I would think some of the people that were in at that exhibition that we put on in Dr. Reed's office, his assistant, Comrade Caudette. Does anyone remember the chap's name? Very, very knowledgeable. Wanted to come up. He said he would be glad to help us without any cost. Anybody remember him? World to be able to succeed. And he said, well, I'll tell you frankly, you've made some errors in terms of ecology. And he made a few, I don't know what he told you about food production. He probably told you some things, some ideas, gave you some pointers there. Very little of which that we were not doing. But he thought we could become very self-sufficient. But he was worried about the long-range ecological disturbance. Yes. No extra desserts, Patty. That appeal to you? Bean patties? You a cup of Milo. Saying fuck with you every other breath? Well, and that's the way to fuck, is not go to bed. Talk about it.
He said he had a small dick.
It's lots more fun. What?
He said he had a small dick, and I didn't even ask. I didn't.
He did. He told her he had a small dick. He called it a wet noodle, I think he said. Is that right?
It's a joke.
Oh, you people are so bad.
It's a joke.
It's too late. Why don't you tickle your hemorrhoids? It might feel good.
It's a joke. This couple got married, and they gave the guy a lot of Spanish fly.
All that bullshit. It gets away from that crap. He's a fucking big fly. Because it's the only son of a bitch and stuff he made so much of. Little assholes that get birthed in shitholes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. I wish somebody had raped Jesus a long time ago. We'd have had a much better life. Thank you, Jesus. Shift your ass from right to left.
Welcome to the socialist land, comrades. Welcome to the socialist land, comrades. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land, comrades? Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land? We like to say hello to you and welcome you to this land. Sit right back, enjoy yourself. We only just began. Hey, comrade, welcome to the socialist land, comrades. Welcome to the socialist land, comrades. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land, comrade? Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land, comrades. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land? Our friend, he brought us a long, long way to the land of plenty. The oppressions, they can't stop us now, because friends like you, we have many. Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land? If you want to be free in a land of plenty, it's your job to look around and give a helping hand to your people. Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land, comrade? Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land? Our friend, he brought us a long, long way to the land of plenty. The oppressions, they can't stop us now, because friends like you, we have many. Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land, comrades? Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to say in the socialist land? We like to say hello to you and welcome you to this land. Just sit right back, enjoy yourself, because we only just begin. Hey, 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 hey! Welcome
Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land, comrade? Welcome to welcome to the socialist land, comrade. Welcome to the socialist land. Aren't you glad to be in the socialist land, comrade? Welcome to
And to those of you that never had that awesome privilege and responsibility, I hope you try to listen to those as they tell you the story. Because it was painful, but it was educating. It'll make you a revolutionary or it would break you. Those nights, those days, those long, long hours, as we mingled our tears, firmly stood our ground. And I wouldn't want to go through it again. But after going through it, you are able to face it again and again and again. Thank you. Gary understood all what it was about. He understood it. When Billy, his mother's suing and got a shyster Uncle Tom lawyer to try to, not to sue, they're mean bastards. Okay, the radio station said, if you will deliver Billy Oliver back, we will give you a good program. If you don't, we'll do a terrible one on you. So that chap threatened KDIA. And we, of course, told them to go kiss their ass or whatever. But Charles Gary understood. He said, you had to get here to understand it. You had to see the happiness. As he put on the tape, taking the message back, he said, you going to think I'm going to try to bring this 6'2" boy, this young man, 6'2", back? Against his will, he said, when he asked one of the Olivers, would you go back? He said, I'll kill myself first. Other one said, I'll go into the jungle. Charles said, I sure as hell ain't going in the jungle after him. And he could understand what our stand was about, which he said he couldn't understand until he came over here. He said, this was worth fighting for. This was worth dying for. And I think we need to get more Americans like him, because the message somehow gets through. No matter how much they're caught up in their superficial world, their diamond stick pins and their Jaguars or their whatever the hell he drives. I don't remember what it is. Porsche. No, something else. Jaguar, whatever. He sure as hell didn't miss it. And he didn't want to get back to it. And that's a goddamn fact. He wished he had another week. If it wasn't for the network commitment, the broadcast, he would have stayed. He just didn't want to leave. And I never did you see Charles Gary stay 12 hours with a group of people and talk to them. His bedtime was 8 o'clock, he said, and he kept it in the States. And my God, he was here the first night after he'd been up all night and all day. He didn't leave till 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. 4 o'clock in the morning, he'd stand and talk and talk and talk and sit and get up and coffee a bit and just drink the water. He said, what a refreshing thing it was just to drink the water. And then come back and want to do it over and over again. Here's the most prominent man in America and did not want to leave. Hell, many a time we'd have been glad. But he did not want to leave. And at the end, the last day, you were getting to like the guy because he was getting to be a little bit of Jonestown was rubbing off on him. Mm-hmm. When he arrived, he was a different kind of man. And we ought to be grateful for what we have. Yes, Johnny, any discussion? He reached over, some of you who have been uptight about fucking, he reached over and he said, to fuck what you have fucked, what you have done for socialism is the highest badge of character. And he said every communist in history should have given their body and been willing to give their body wherever it was necessary. And he told about some of the women who brought the first black men into the Communist Party. He said something he'd never told anybody in the 1930s. He said we'd never had a black person in the party because they didn't have the opportunity for political awareness. But he said some women fucked the men. Well, it's all right. It's quiet, but I got, that's what he said. And he said, it's a painful subject to me, but I'll endure it because some of you have never crossed it and not willing to do it. But he, the little tears in his eyes, he said, I tried it once, and then he began to laugh about it, amused about it, but he said, I tried it once, but I couldn't do it. Then he told of an actress, and then I told him by revelation who it was.
He
looked at me. He said, I can't tell you the name. I said, I can't. He left more than convinced about a lot of things. But she gave her body to raise $50,000 for a defense fund of the Black Panthers. And I, of course, he knew I, the only way I knew it, he said, it's going to be much easier to defend healing now after seeing you. Because he didn't know much about that, you know. But he thought what we did was fantastic. He said the communists were to give their eye teeth to have 700 people in the whole of the United States as organized as you people are tonight. So whatever in the hell you've done, he said, you needed to do, and it's too bad you didn't do more of it, because he said, you've got more power than the Communist Party USA put together. Peace. And he was talking to us. He was talking to us about a lot of communists who are in high places who don't identify themselves. But he said, all their, what do you call it, underground members and overground members, all put together, do not have the force. The collective force that you have here. And he said, I hope to Christ I can have time enough to get it across to every one of those rocking chair liberals and these people who are making their compromises with capitalism in the name of communism and enjoy the luxuries of capitalism. He said, I hope I get a chance to tell them all. And I believe he'll try. Because Patty said he was sure doing it at the airport, and he said he was going to talk about it on the radio Monday morning. He said, though they're expecting to hear about my book, he said, they're going to hear nothing but Jonestown. And the thing that impresses him does not impress some of you today. He walked out and saw, he said, the last thing he said was those beautiful banana trees. He loved to watch the things grow. To see the, he said, you don't know what you have, a paradise. He said, you don't know. And some of you people have never even walked out to see anything grow yet. You got so much San Francisco indoctrination, so much Americanism in your system, you've never even gone down to the piggery. He walked all through the paths and come back gung-ho to go again. Too bad he didn't get to go back and see the falls. But we need to think of that when anyone comes. But he was overwhelmed. He was just overwhelmed by it. His goddamn Jaguar and his home and what he was talking about and his parties. He quit talking about it 5 hours after he got here. And some of you don't know what you got out there. I was out last night at 4 o'clock in the morning and we looked out and I said, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. You can't see it tonight. There's a little more fog. But have you ever looked out the moon and the mist and the clouds out here? It's breathtaking. It's breathtaking. You go out over the ovens and here we found that we thought we had to have this and we had to have that. Some people go nuts if they had a nuclear war. I mean, if it didn't even strike them. But here we don't have any gas, and by God, we're eating well. We're eating well. Wish to hell we'd have done some thinking. All that modern kitchen, all we needed was a few ovens built out here under an aluminum roof. The shits. That's the shits. That's tender spot in here on some people's toes, I'm sure. But that's the shits. Anybody want to buy an electric stove? See, we ought to call Helen and see if she can sell it in Georgetown, you think? Goddamn, we don't need electric stove anymore, and I need two assholes. I need two assholes a whole lot more than we need electric stove. And the government leaders yesterday, those high government officials, no, it was a Thursday, wasn't it? What really, really put the frosting on the cake, we said, we're cooking out here with ovens. We ran out of gas, we found out we liked it. Ha ha, they said, now you're Guyanese. Don't you like the chicken better? And by God, we got to thinking about it, we did. And hell, I don't know what we pay in gas. Charlie, Joyce, you'd know through the years, we must pay a hell of a bill in gas. And we ought to be ready to do that on a permanent basis down the road very shortly. That ought to be one of our priorities. I know goddamn reason why we can't do that. But we sure have been doing it the last few days, have we not? He says $75 a week. He knows his figures. I'm talking about money figures because Joyce is sitting over there. Oh, shit. Here we go again. Quiet in the house. Yeah, he got a pretty wife. He ain't fooling around. So I'm not trying to start no shit here. You need a piss? You waved your hand. I didn't know what you were waving it about. He knows his figures. You better watch that, sister. Somebody waved their hand, Charlie, when I said, you know your figures. This goddamn place goes crazy when you talk on this subject. You aren't missing anything, dear. Nobody is fucking anybody.